Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Goss Talk Radio. Another show, another Monday. Come around quick. Can you believe it's August 1st already? First, before we get started, I got a couple shout-outs I'd like to make. First and foremost, I have a shout-out to my new grandson. He was born yesterday, Arlo Jackson Gozzard. A big shout out to Arlo. I want to have a big shout out to the Flamingo K Coffee Club boys and D&T Home Watch. These guys, I told you before, relentless. D stands for don't. T stands for touch. Don't do it. These guys will hunt you down like bloodhounds. I've seen them in action. They watch your home, your dog, your cat, your canary. If you have a pet mouse, they'll watch it. They'll watch your condo, your car, your apartment. They're relentless, and they're good. Right across the bridge, Anna Marie Island. These guys are the real deal. Remember, give them a call. D&T Home Watch. D stands for don't. T stands for touch. Give them a call. Well, let's get started on the show. How about these battling buckos? Neath got traded for Bastardo, I see. Two stiffs got traded. Neath stinks, Bastardo stinks. And the Pirates got Nova from the Yankees, whoever this bum is. Well, When you get swept by Milwaukee, you think you got a chance to make the playoffs? Come on, really? This Nova, he got traded for a player to be named later. Are you kidding me? Another joke. How can you be a playoff contender and get swept by Milwaukee? Three games. Come on. It's terrible. When's this Kutch going to start hitting? When are they going to move him down to the sixth spot or seventh? When are they going to put somebody in the third spot like Marte or Polanco or somebody can hit the ball? Come on. Let's cut the charade. Let's bring up Josh Bell and this Josh Jaso experiment. Let's get this done. He's terrible. Not terrible, but let's play the kid. How bad can he get at first base? Pedro played there. I don't want to hear it. He makes too many errors. He can't be. No footwork around the bat. I don't want to hear it. Give us a call, 516-666-9990. Anything you want to talk about? Buckos, Steelers. How about the Steelers? Want to talk about them? They're in camp. I heard the Sammy coach is ripping it up there. And I heard Saturday he caught everything in sight and Sunday he dropped two balls right in his hands. But, hey, that's going to happen. But, hey, I'd rather have him out there than the smoke blower, Martavis. This guy can play, believe me. Give him a chance. He can play. And you got this Cinquez Golson. I see he got hurt again. What's he, China Doll, their new China Doll, Cinquez. And I want to say something about real quick here about Mark Madden blocking me on his Twitter. Are you kidding me with this guy? Hey, Mark, grow some balls. You blocked me on your Twitter. What'd I get to you, big boy? You gutless piece of, you piece of trash. That's what you are, gutless. Let me get a phone call. Let me get this phone call here. I'll take this call. Hello.
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 Go.
Yo.
How you doing, bud?
This is Mark from Florida.
Yes, it is. How you doing, pal?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a little sick over the Pirates. I don't know what's going on there. You know,
getting swept by the Brewers. What do you think of trading Nice for that other bum?
Well,
Bastardo.
Nice wasn't doing much for us. I mean, I kind of disappointed in him. I thought he was going to do good for us, but he really didn't materialize. I don't understand why the Mets took him back. That's a big one. The guy they got for him. Then Melanson, what's the deal there? Why'd they trade him? Gosh, he was one of our all-stars. What's that? What's that all about?
Well, the theory is they're not going to be able to sign him. And, you know, they've been in the playoffs the last 3 or 4 years and ain't used them yet. So, you know, he's the closer, but you get in a big game, they get beat, they can't use him. He's going to make $30 million. You know, the Pirates ain't paying that.
No, that's true. That's true. Well, who's going to close for him now?
Tony Watson.
Well, I think that's a good pick. I like Watson.
Yeah, I mean, Melanson was in his last year of his contract. He wasn't going to sign back.
And, that makes sense then.
Tell me something. Huh? Do you actually think the Pirates are going to get a playoff spot?
No, I don't know. I talked to you last week, and they were four out. They're still four out of the wild card. I mean, you know, the teams in front of them aren't lighting anything up either. So, I mean, but on the flip side, that they're not taking advantage of an opportunity with the teams that are ahead of them not doing well. So, I don't know. I just hope McCutchen catches on here pretty soon. That's not like him, I'll tell you.
How about
but
that?
It is what it is.
Got one pitcher there. You got Cole, and Lariano's just terrible.
I don't know what happened to him.
I don't know how they're going to make the playoff. What's that?
He lit him up. Come
again?
Year. I don't know what happened to him this year.
I know. He went bad. He hasn't looked good since last year.
Well,
so I don't give him much chance.
The way the other guys are playing, though, if they do happen to catch fire here, then they'll be right in the thick of things. You know, the guy they're bringing in from the Mets is saying all the right things. What's his name? Riviero?
Bastardo. They had him last year. Pirates.
They had him 2 years ago, didn't they?
He was there last year.
Who's the one they got from the Nationals?
Oh,
something like that.
Yeah, they got him.
Well,
he's supposed to throw pretty hard. I don't know. They got him for the seventh inning, and Feliz for the eighth, and Tony Watson for the ninth. Because nobody can pitch nine innings anymore. Oh my God.
Well, they won't allow him. Those are the old days, my friend.
No. I know.
They won't do that.
Hey, Murph.
Yeah.
You remember the day when Vernon Law pitched 18 innings and lost?
I remember.
1958.
I remember back when all those pitchers used to go into the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning regularly, unless they were getting pounded. You know, they all went 90. You know, it was. I don't say it was an oddity, but it was kind of regular. The pitcher was winning, they leave him all the way in through the ninth, but let him complete the game.
Yeah,
don't do that anymore. But that's when there were a lot less teams, and it, you know, the pitching staffs were a lot deeper. You know, now the pitching staffs with all the teams is a little bit on the watered down side.
You're right. Me and you grew up in a time where 100 pitches was nothing to throw.
Yeah. For the majors, it wasn't. Hey, I want to ask you about the Steelers. Okay, they're in camp.
Right.
Bell has been suspended, I think, hasn't he? And he's appealing his suspension right now.
Right.
Who are they going to use at running back other than DeMarco Williams? They don't have anybody. I was looking at their roster. They have the one guy they played a little bit last year, which is Tyrod or whatever his name is.
Tucson.
Other than that, I don't know any of the names that are on there. And they signed just one guy today.
Well, let's say pick up somebody who gets cut here in the next 4 weeks. That's who they're going to go with. Tucson and D'Angelo Williams.
They're going to have to. I mean, that's – how long do you think – you think Bell will be gone for four games? You think they'll cut it back.
I tell you what, he has to go four games. That bullshit of I changed my cell phone number. Come on. That's like, I lost my dog ate my homework, you know?
Yeah, did he? Well, hey, that was a good excuse. We all used it.
No.
Just thinking.
But you didn't get an A, did you?
We would have had cell phones, huh?
You didn't get an A because the dog ate your homework, right?
That's right. That's right. No, I didn't get a C because the dog ate my homework.
Well, I didn't have an excuse because I never did my homework. So.
There you go. That's right. Dog ate your book.
Right. Exactly. Especially in.
Hey, okay. So
Phil.
So,
Phil. What was his name? Phil.
Phil Rice.
Oh Jesus. Can't remember his last name.
Well, God bless him.
Yeah.
He's probably no longer with us, but he was a classic.
What was his last name?
What's that?
Phil Rice. Phil Rice.
Phil Rice. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Hey,
yep. Yep. Yep.
Quarterbacks. Anything else? Steelers on the quarterbacks. The only thing I saw is our boy from Dormont is happy to get another year. Well, that's great. But what are they going to do? I still haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything up there?
I heard that they're going with Landry Jones and Bruce behind Ben.
Until
something else, one of them gets hurt, something.
Mm.
That's what I hear. I think Bruce can still play.
Oh, I think he can too. But is there any talk of next year possibly going after a quarterback in the draft? I mean, I know they tried that with Landry Jones. You know, he was all everything out of Oklahoma, but he hasn't shown anything. You know,
I was going to ask you, what do you think of Landry Jones, but you already answered the question.
Not much. Not much.
No, you being an ex quarterback and all.
Well, I don't think he reads well. I mean, that's just me. What I saw, the little bit of the games he was in last year, he seemed to be pretty nervous. But
yeah, he got happy feet.
Yeah.
He got happy feet. So give me a prediction on the Steelers. How far do you think they're going to go?
If they stay healthy?
Yeah.
I think they'll be 11-5. I think they got a good chance of winning the division.
Yeah.
You know, the Bengals will explode again for sure. They'll implode. I don't know. The Ravens are going to do any good. You know, the Browns, I think. You know, I think they had a good draft this year. I think they did the smart thing. They got quantity in coming in,
right.
But they're a couple of years away yet. So I think it's all injury. You know, if they stay healthy, they'll do all right. I think they'll go pretty far. You know, according
did
to
you hear
Robin
the
Berger,
Bengals are already bad mouthing the Steelers?
Oh yeah, that's that Pac-Man Jones. You're going to see him in stripes, not tiger stripes either. As soon as he gets out of the league, he's going to do the Claret move. He's going to get thrown in jail. That'll be a matter of time.
He probably should be in jail.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Pitt, when do they start? I was online.
Next week,
today. Do they start next week? Because they open the 3rd. And I know they're allowed to have X number of practices before their opening day. I was looking online last year, and I think like August 6th or 7th was their second day of practice. So I'm thinking, you know, the 5th or 6th or something along that line, they're going to start.
Yeah. I think James Conner to bounce back. What do you think of that guy? I mean, he's going to.
I think if his physical stamina is there, I think he's going to be a beast. Hey. I was, you know, down here we hear a lot about the Florida teams, you know, Miami, Florida State, you know, Florida. The new coach at Miami, you talk about somebody that's really thinking ahead. He was the coach that was at Georgia, Rick, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He's in the paper. He's going around to all these little sandlot teams. And, you know, really, of course, Miami's a hotbed, you know, and all
right.
these young kids talking to him about, you know, getting good grades and staying out of trouble. And, you know, here's the Miami coach coming to see us. And you talk about somebody
right.
smart that's really, really farm, you know, planting the seeds in his hometown. I like to see Narduzzi do that in Western Pennsylvania. I think that'd be smart for him to do. If he, you know, I'm hoping he has plans to stay here long term because I think he's the real deal. but, you know, going after that homegrown talent, and like this guy's going to do down here in South Florida.
Hey, speaking of talent, you're a pretty big avid high school football watcher. Now, that team you have down there, what's that high school?
Yeah, there's two. That's the public school. And then right over here in Brady is also is an IMG. IMG brings them in from all over the country.
Oh.
You know, they got like 16 or 17 Division One, 4-5 star recruits on their team.
Is that a new school, IMG?
No, I know. They've been there. They were mainly golf and tennis. And now they've expanded into high school football. They do basketball. They do everything. A lot of the college kids that are getting ready for the camp. They come here and train. But they're ranked like second or third in the nation last year. But they can't compete in the Florida playoff system because I think they have they bring kids from all over. Plus the fact I think they have some fifth year students, you know, kids that come here to post grads, I'll call them, you know, they come here to get their grades up, and you know, I'll tell you what, they have some beasts over there. The Manatee's supposed
when
to be
when do they start?
There. They start probably the next week or so, and within the next week, because their opening game is like the 25th.
You're gonna have to do some scouting over there and let me know some of them.
Absolutely! I go every week watch games. I go every
I know
week
you
watch games.
Yeah, you're a big high school football fan. I know that.
Oh yeah, it's big down here, really big. And they like
get a Ray Nardozzi a letter on the send some scouts down here to watch.
They passed a rule down here. That's I can't believe they did, but. Now you can go to any high school you want, and you can transfer without being penalized for doing it for athletics. You know, like in Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania, if somebody from Gateway wanted to go to Woodland Hills, well, you know, their parents would have to move there, and they would have to do yada yada whatever it is, you know, before they could play, you know, or the PIAA would be all over it. Well, I'm saying it was the same rule in Florida, except they got rid of that last year, so. What you're going to end up having, I think, in each county around here is you're going to have one dominant team, because anybody that's anybody is going to go to that one team because they're going to get the high profile stuff.
Yeah, right.
You know, they could do that now in Florida. You could go to any high school you want in the county, but once you go there, you have to stay there. But now with this recent ruling, they can transfer around because you're starting to see it some of the basketball players, you know, reading on the paper and stuff like that. But the two schools that are big here this year, Manatee and Braden River. Braden River is a smaller school, but they're pretty good. They have like nine classes down here, eight or nine classes of football. So,
I know that Manatee. They're always ranked in the country.
They're usually pretty good. They're loaded.
Yeah,
they got like I was up watching high school football up in Pittsburgh. Went to our old high school, Keystone Oaks, and they had like 30 or 40 kids out, which is not like it was when we were there. You know, there was like 80 or 90 kids out. Manatee's got probably 150, literally.
You know what, though, Murph?
What's that?
We had 80 or 90 kids, and at least 80 or 90 were stars.
I don't know about that.
I was wondering if you were going to get that or not. They thought they were anyway.
We had a few dummy scrimmage All-Americans, but anyway. But I just wanted to give you a
dummy.
I wanted to call and see how you're doing. Hey, congratulations on your new grandson. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
With a name like that, I expect to see him starting at Pitt as an outside linebacker.
Did you hear my opening shout-outs?
No, I tried to get on, and it took me a while to get on your website. I don't know why, but it did. I got on. You were already talking, so I missed the beginning.
You're gonna like the beginning.
I'll
okay. Thanks for calling,
Murph.
Hey, right, yeah, how's my man Luke down there?
Luke's doing fine.
And Rex.
I think he said he's going to call in here later. They're doing good. They're surfers now. They're doing all that kind of stuff, getting ready for baseball. They play fall baseball.
Uh-huh.
They're too young to play football yet. But they're getting ready to do that. Luke said he's going to call in today. He's out looking at a paddleboard right now, though, he told me. He's going to probably call
right,
in later part of the show, he told me.
I got to tell you, this kid Luke is going to be a ball player. He's a good ball player.
He's pretty athletic. And Rex is a big boy. He's going to be a big one. So anyway,
I look
right,
for Rex to go
show.
To play for Michigan State tackle. I got high hopes for that guy.
He told me he's going to play for Pitt, Ohio State, or the U. So,
well, if his grandpa has anything to do with it, it'll be Pitt, right?
You better believe it. All right, man.
That's right.
Be good.
All
good
right.
Show.
Thanks for the call,
See
buddy.
You. Yep.
Yep. Bye. That was Merv calling from Florida. You give us a call. See what you think. 516-666-9990. I gotta tell you, this Merv, he's big in high school football. He'll give us a scoop on the Florida recruits, especially down where he lives, man. They got some good players down there. They got a couple of kids that are playing in the NFL. Oh, they got more than a couple. They got a lot. That Manatee's loaded. Always have been. Good football down there. It's where pitchers go look. We probably do. Those guys usually go to Florida State or Miami or I hate to say this, Ohio State, but, yep, give us a call, 516-666-9990. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Talk about the Steelers. Well, like Murph said, he looks from ghosts 11-5. I wouldn't doubt that, if not better, if they stay healthy. I look for this brightest Bell kid to come back to put on a show here. He got something to prove. He got to prove something to his teammates this year. He's no bum. He got to come out smoking when he comes back off suspension. And I mean smoking. And I think he will, too. Believe me, I'd use him. I'd run him. I'd throw to him. Got to. Kid's a talent. You keep him off that grass, who knows where he can go. Same with Brian. But Sammy Coates, I hear, is coming on like a gangbuster. So, well, Brian, he might be on another team next year. Probably not, but we shall see. How about Antonio Brown? How about his contract? What do you guys think of that? How about Antonio won a new contract? Guy deserves it. Deserves to be the highest paid guy in the league, I think. Wide receiver. He's the best. Who's better? Nobody I've seen. A few close, but nobody better. Believe me. Got something? Give me a call. 516-666-9990. How about Mark Madden kicking me off Twitter? Banning me from his Twitter. Ooh, Mark, I hit a nerve. I think so. Give me a call. Give me a call at 516-666-9990. God's Talk Radio. We will talk about anything. Anything you want to talk about. I get an email from Jack. He wants to know if I really think the Pirates are going to make another move today. Well, I think the trading deadline's over. I think it's over now, Jack. They made their moves. They got Nova. Ooh, they got Pastardo back. Ooh. Well, they got rid of one bum, Niece. The Mets must really be, they must have felt sorry for the Pirates because they fleeced them so bad. And they took them back. They took Niece back. They probably said, you know what, we got a real bum on the team. How about taking him? We'll switch bums, okay? Pastardo for Niece, two stiffs. Okay, Huntington probably said, good, we got to get rid of his Niece. Matt said, we got to get rid of Pastardo. They made the switch. Now, it's a wash. I think both of them stink. But let's get on with a show here with a little shout out to my grandson. Again, I'm really proud. Arlo Jackson, 614, July 31st. And shout out to his parents, Marguerite and Nick. Congratulations. We got to talk about the Pirates We can talk about the Steelers, and we can talk about anything you want. Just give me a call. But I can tell you my opinion of the Pirates, not much. I think they're treading water. They're glad they're where they're at. They can keep the interest in the games. They're four out. They'll still pack the place. They'll win a few. They'll lose a few. But where are they going? Nowhere. With a pitching staff like that, they go nowhere. And they don't want to pay anybody. So, we just tread water. I think the Pirates are where they should be. They're four games out and can't put a winning streak together. You know why? They don't have the pitching. Garrett Cole got to come in and hopefully he's a stopper and live up to his potential. If not, he's the only guy I see that's worth anything on his staff. Tally on, whatever. He didn't do bad for a young kid, but I don't see anything past that, past Ty on and Cole and Larry on. Oh, geez, give me a break. I told you about, what, 3-4 weeks ago, I thought this guy was shot. I don't see any hope in him. Really don't. I think they got on, though. They just let him throw those, whatever you throw them, sliders down and away, and they just don't swing at him. He walks. He throws 100 pitches in five innings. Terrible. You get swept by them. You're in a playoff line. You get swept by the Brewers. And then they're going to win. They're going to beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati's another team that whacks them every time they play. Come on. They're in last place. Brewers are in second to last. You're going to beat these teams. You got to sweep these teams. You can't win 2 out of 3. You got to win 3 out of 3 with these guys. But they can't win 1. That's how much I have faith in this team. Usually everybody will flock down there to see fireworks, and Pirates will win a couple, and they'll lose, and they'll stay the 5th, 3 or 4 out, and the interest will be there, and old Nutting, he'll be happy. He'll be happy with that. But you won't get me down there for that. I know that. We could have signed pitchers in the offseason. Hap, what's he, 13-3 or 14-3? Come on. You let them walk. They go out and get this Nova. What the heck? Come on. And Bastardo, this Rubio, I don't know what, from the Nationals. And they supposedly got another double-A kid supposed to throw 100 miles an hour, but he's a prospect. You know how that goes. Who knows? You never know about that. Well, we got a minute left in the show. Give me a call if you want to talk about anything. 516-666-999. We got a little bit of time left. Phone line is still open. You want to talk about Buccos or the Steelers? You talk about the Penguins if you want. What do you think of them? Hey, can you believe they're going to be starting in another 2 months? Jeez, season just ended. You wonder what they're going to be like. When's they going to sign Colin? Maybe not. We got a minute left. Come and bring it. Anything you got. Anything you can bring, bring. I'm waiting here. Up on the hill, 84. Well, I guess I'll sign off. Another Goss Talk Radio Monday. And I'll see you and hear from you hopefully next Monday. We'll have another good show. Anything you want to talk about, sports-wise or anything, give me a call. I'll be here 5:30 next Monday. Give me a buzz. Bye.